Welcome to Grounding Elevation, the podcast for open minds and open hearts to dig a little deeper and ascend a little higher on a quest to tap into our limitless potential, mind, body, and soul. I'm Carrie Ann Jean, mom, wife, daughter, sister, artist, writer, learner, rebel, entrepreneur, psychology enthusiast. I have a deep passion for self-improvement that has sent me down many roads of growth and learning and unlearning. I believe that God, universe, whatever you call the highest power, the source from where we all have come from, it speaks and it all but yelled at me to do this podcast. This is my leap of faith in spite of my insecurities and self-doubt and humanness. So here we go. Join us weekly as we embark together on a grounding elevation. Hello, episode 2 and our first official episode, the launching episode. I am so excited to be here with you wherever you are. Be sure to head over to our socials at Grounding Elevation to let us know where you're tuning in from. Thank you so much for being here. Now, today, I want to jump into the topic of pushing past fear and the discourager voice in our head in order to do the things that have been divinely placed on our hearts. And we're going to go ahead and explore that through the story of how I got over myself to do this podcast and all the ways that God spoke to me. And God got loud because that discourager voice was on one, let me tell you. I believe that when we start to practice tuning into our intuition, we know when something rings our inner truth bell, our intuition, our gut instinct. I believe that that's God talking. He's nudging, supporting, inspiring, guiding, etc. I've been a songwriter for many, many years. And in that experience, I found it to be a great practice in recognizing divinely inspired ideas and the difference between those and my human brain ideas. Now, divinely inspired ideas usually come out of nowhere with ease. They drop into your head, and from a songwriting perspective, they prove themselves to just be written with an effortless flow. Now, does that flow necessarily mean you're going to, you know, it's going to be a number one hit? It's going to make you millions of dollars? No, not necessarily. It might, but that's not what it means. It does mean that at the very least, the writing of that song was an experience you were explicitly meant to have. Often the writing of those divinely inspired songs have, at a very simple level, left me feeling joyful, inspired, elevated, fulfilled, at peace, just like a gift straight from God of an experience. On a more complex level, those experiences over time taught me what it feels like to raise my vibrational frequency, to be in the flow with my highest self. Now, all that's to say, that's part of how I've strengthened my muscle of differentiating the voices or ideas in my head. Now, starting a podcast was like not something that I ever foresaw myself doing. But many years ago, I dreamed up this podcast after I had multiple friends in like a really short amount of time tell me like, oh, why don't you have a podcast? Like you should have a podcast and talk about all this stuff. Like I would listen to you all day. And so I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's an idea. I was like, I never thought about that before. And then my discourager voice, my ego voices, also another word for that, come in with, you know, who do you think you are? Who would want to listen to you? What qualifications do you have? And you really think you can offer something others haven't already? Okay. Side note, I am convinced that that discourager voice or ego voice or whatever you want to call it is determined to keep itself safe by being meaner to us than anyone else. And it is very annoying. So anyway, I told ego voice to shut up. And then I created my very lengthy list of all the reasons I shouldn't, couldn't, won't do it. And then I moved on. Now, the idea did not go away. It kept coming back. So then I'd start to entertain it. Like, well, if I did, what would I even call it? Carrie Ann Talks to Herself Podcast. And then in a meditation, I was given Grounded Elevation, which later became Grounding Elevation. Why grounding? Because the work the journey. It's never past tense. It's present. It's unending. It's ing. You feel me? And also grounded. Elevation was taken. Anyways, I had a profound moment during an acupuncture treatment with my just soul sister acupuncturist, Sarita, that I really want to share. So I'm going to do something that's probably likely unconventional. When I left the acupuncture appointment, I needed to take an active step towards starting this podcast. So I recorded myself as I drove away from the appointment as if it were the very first episode. So you'll hear me say grounded elevation because I hadn't yet explored and then changed that name. But I want to share a portion of that recording because it was so in the flow and organic and me just speaking from my heart. And you just can't recreate something that organic and that raw. So here's me sharing my acupuncture experience and the signs from the divine. Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Grounded Elevation, the podcast. I am so excited to be just starting out on this journey with you to find new ways to ground ourselves in the present and elevate to our highest potential, which is limitless. There is no limit to how high we can climb and how elevated we can become and how magical our lives can be. And I'm so excited to take this journey with you. I was given the idea for this podcast, gosh, it feels like eons ago. Wasn't sure what I would call it. So that put a pause in things. Grounded Elevation kind of came to me in a vision, in a dream. And I'm so glad that it did because it's exactly what I want us to do with this. I want us to have conversations that give us new perspective, that elevate our lives. I want us to just embark on opening up topics and conversations and therapies and modalities and belief systems and theologies and different ways of viewing this thing we call life and who we truly are at a soul level. And it sounds complicated, and I think it's complicatedly simple. We love to complicate things as humans. But I got the idea for this podcast, and I really, I've put it off. I've put it off until, you know, this happens or that happens, or I have this equipment or that equipment or the right this or the right that, or I know more, I know enough, and, you know, I'm important enough or whatever. And I just had a beautiful moment, not even minutes ago, with my acupuncturist, Sarita, who will definitely be on this podcast sooner than later, talking about the magical healing that she does in her practice. But I had this just magical moment with her where I was getting, you know, a treatment, an acupuncture treatment, and I started thinking about this podcast again. It was totally not even on my radar, on the back burner, popped into my mind, which is never an accident. I think that's always divinely given. And I thought about it and I was like, yeah, you know, I really need to, you know, X, Y, and Z, do all these things so that I can create this podcast and do this and do that. And I, as I was leaving, she had me pick one of her beautiful wellness cards and it said, "Be the mountain." And, you know, we were talking about her cards, and I'm sure we'll get into that when we have her on the podcast. She just has so much beautiful knowledge to share with us all. And I'm so excited to share it with you, whoever's listening. But I said, so how do I be the mountain? Is that something I need to just meditate on? Or, you know, do you have a prescription for how to be the mountain? And she said, well, yeah, meditation's great. She's like, have you ever done a mountain pose in yoga? And I said, I don't know. I'm not sure that I remember what that would be. I haven't done yoga as a regular practice in a long time. I used to do it all the time. I was religious about weekly yoga, and I just, you know, life, things changed, and it was no longer as, you know, a staple of my life. And she stood up and she showed me the mountain pose, which is simply standing with your knees relaxed and your body elevated and your arms to your sides. And I stood up and did it with her. She said, yeah, just like that. She said, this is a really powerful pose because your upper body is pulling down and your lower body is pulling up. So you're really grounded, but you're also upright. She said something like that. And I said, oh, and I started laughing because she was describing grounded elevation, which is what I was thinking about with this podcast. And it just felt like such a, you know, message. It felt like a divine message, like you need to stop making excuses for why you can't make this podcast, why you can't start somewhere, start anywhere, just start. And I remembered, you know, my uncle who passed away a couple years ago now, which doesn't feel like it was a couple years ago. It feels like just yesterday. But he was, you know, a comedian, hilarious, the funniest person that I've ever met, ever known, made everybody laugh. And he always talked about doing a podcast and even made episodes and all this awesome stuff. And he never created the podcast. He never released it. He never put it out into the world. And I always, you know, every time I ask him, why don't you just throw it out there and just see what happens? He made a lot of excuses about why he wasn't ready and he can't and he shouldn't and he's not funny enough and his material isn't perfect enough. And, you know, it just is something that I think he's been reminding me of, which is what I always told him and encouraged him to do, was just go for it. Just try, just jump. You don't have to know everything or be perfect or anything of the sort to just start. And I felt like he was reminding me of my own words just recently of, hey, this is like you always told me to do. You need to take your own advice, which, as humans, we are really, really good at not taking our own advice, seeing where everyone else is struggling and fixing everyone else's problems and not being able to translate that to ourselves. So it's something that I continually am working on, is taking my own advice. So that's what I'm doing here. I'm jumping. This is not going to be perfect, which as a recovering perfectionist is tough for me, but that's okay. We need to jump and do hard things and do scary things and put ourselves out there. I think it's called imposter syndrome, where you feel like you're pretending to be someone that you're not by creating or sharing your knowledge. I think the truth is that we all have so much knowledge to share. And if we were secure enough in our truth to know that we don't know everything, and to know that we do have value, we do have something worth saying and something worth sharing and a perspective worth sharing about. Every single one of us has that within them. Every single one of us has something worth saying that could benefit others. One person, two people, who knows? The limit doesn't exist. But we all have something worth sharing, and we all don't know everything, but we could know a lot more if we collaborated and talked and you know, went over stuff. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to jump. It's not going to be perfect. I don't know everything. Not even close. But I think that I know some really cool people who have something really cool to share with all of us. And I think I have an interesting perspective on a lot of different things. That I think it's worth jumping and sharing. And we're going to do it. We're going to be brave. We're going to do hard things, and we're not going to make excuses. This is being recorded on my phone, which is where I record all my work tapes as a songwriter. So if it's good enough for work tapes, I think it's good enough for podcasts. And I'm sure over time we will get maybe a little more professional about it. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll get a fancy microphone to record these podcasts on. Maybe we'll get cool equipment. Maybe we'll get official cool stuff. Maybe we'll be recording these podcast episodes when I'm not actively driving like I was this time. Or maybe not. Maybe we're just going to fly by the seat of our pants. I don't know. All I know is that I left my sweet, dear friend Sarita's office, and I felt the intense message that it's time to jump and to stop making excuses for why you can't jump, why you can't, why you shouldn't, why no one's going to care. That's fine. You know, if I have two people that care and want to tune into this thing, cool. If I have 2 million people who care and end up tuning into this thing, cool. I have just discovered a realization that what I have to say has value, and what I have to share has value to someone. And I know a lot of really cool people that have a lot of really cool things that they could share with me and with others. And instead of hoarding information for myself and for only the people who I get to have deep conversations with one-on-one, I thought, why not? Let's just share it on a broader scale so that the people who need to hear it will have access to it. So that's what we're going to do. So that was me, post-acupuncture. Excuse the post-acupuncture voice, the groggy voice. Yeah, hi, hello, I'm a recovering perfectionist. My voice didn't sound perfect in that recording. But anyway, that experience at acupuncture really catapulted me towards doing this. And then many more signs just flowed in. I did an oracle card reading, a three card that literally said, one, jump in. Two, be courageous. And three, birth creations of expression. Don't be afraid to be seen. Of course, those are summaries of the cards, but I'm going to share the photo I took of the spread on Instagram, as well as the descriptions, because it's legit undeniable. Like, it couldn't have been clearer. And if that wasn't enough, I had a visitation dream with my uncle that I had talked about in that recording, also encouraging me to go for it. My mom and I had seen a medium not long ago that confirmed that my loved ones on the other side of the veil were encouraging me to do it. And there's just been so much numerology, synchronicity signs, human design, astrology, it all points to the same place. And I just, how funny is it that we as humans need so many signs, so many divine signs to counteract that discourager voice, but spirit will show up if we are willing to pay attention and listen. So after so much confirmation and signs from the divine, I started digging into where my fear is. What is fueling that voice of the discourager? Because that voice, that ego voice, you can call it whatever you want, but it is a discouragement voice, right? Something has to fuel it. Something going on in your mind, in your spirit, in your heart, past life, whatever. Something is fueling that voice and is giving it volume and is giving it value in our minds. And so I started digging in. That's how I deconstruct things. That's how I disempower that discourager voice, is to just kind of pull the curtain back on it and say, like, okay, who's feeding you? Who's fueling you? What is going on inside me? And quite a few fears came up. Number one is that perfectionist mindset. Like, are you perfect? Do you know the exact perfect thing to say? Do you have the exact perfect voice? Do you have the perfect equipment? Do you have the perfect thing lineup? Do you have the perfect season lineup? Do you have, and it just goes. And that perfectionist mindset is, it can be helpful because it drives us to achieve, okay, if you will. There are many ways that that mindset has served me. I'm not going to demonize it by any means, because there are many ways that that perfectionist mindset has served me in my life. However, when we're striving for the unattainable, because humans aren't perfect, we can often miss the present, which is probably the worst injury that that perfectionist mindset can create. But two, it's never enough. And instead of being so content with where we are in the moment and also so excited for the next opportunity to grow, instead of being in that place of gratitude and contentment and fulfillment and enjoying the present moment, we're looking to another time. We're looking to another version of us. We're looking to another skill to make us feel essentially safe, right? Like, okay, if I'm perfect, then I'm going to be safe. If I do everything right, everything's going to be okay. And that mindset just doesn't leave any room for being human. It doesn't leave any room for giving yourself grace and needing grace so badly. We need grace so badly because we are not perfect people. And my continual strive for perfection only further proves that we are not perfect. And in and of itself, a realization that I've had as of late is like, that's perfect. There's perfection in our lack of perfection. And I know that sounds a little convoluted, but if you sit with that, like, everything is as it's supposed to be. And we are all learning and we are all growing all the time. And so for me, that perfectionist mindset of going, you're not perfect yet. You don't have the perfect equipment. You don't have the perfect this. You don't have the perfect that. You can't do it. What it does is it just stops me in my tracks, and it'll debilitate me. It'll say, like, well, you're not perfect yet. You're not perfect yet. You're not perfect yet. And at a certain point, you're just like, yep, I sure aren't. I'm sure not. So I'm not going to do, I'm not going to do what I can do, because it's not going to be done in the most perfect way. And that robs you of that experience of doing what you can do, right? It robs you of that experience of what could be if you just let yourself. So that perfectionist mindset was definitely like the fear of not being perfect at it, the fear of not being a perfect podcaster. definitely was something that was fueling that discourager voice. A fear of others' opinions. And you know what's so funny is that I used to pride myself on, like, I don't care what people think, because I would do what I felt was right anyway, regardless of how other people felt about it. I've always been pretty good at just trying to shut out, the voices of other people. It's harder when it's your own voice inside your own head, but shut out the voices of other people and their opinions about what you do. And there's a little, there's an element to me that's kind of rebellious. So it's like, I don't care what people think. I'm going to do what feels right to me anyway. Has that always served me? I mean, maybe yes, maybe no. Probably, I think so. I can't think of any situations right off the top of my head where I did what I felt right to be in my heart, and it wasn't right. That's not to say that it didn't upset other people or get me into situations where I had conflicts with other people. But I, you know, thinking about it now, I don't regret any time I've done what felt right to me in my guts, in my heart of hearts, regardless of other people's opinions. Now, because of that, I've always had this mindset of, you know, I don't care what other people think of me. And it wasn't, again, these are very recent realizations. It wasn't until recently that I was like, I do care. Like, what is that? Like, I do care what other people think of me. I want people to think well of me. I want to be accepted and to be loved and to be seen and heard and appreciated and cared for. And I want to show up as my most authentic self and be accepted. And I think that that stems from a lot of experiences where I wasn't, where I was being true to myself and was trying to do the right thing and follow my gut and, you know, whatever it was, and not being received well. And, you know, I'm sure we'll do an episode talking about all the traumatic experiences I encountered in my high school experience, which honestly seems like another lifetime. But I do think that some of those wounds like still show up. Like when I moved away from, I, you know, grew up in California and I moved to Nashville to pursue music, you know, I'm sure people had thoughts and opinions about that. Didn't care. Truly didn't care then, because I was really following what I knew I was meant to do and where I was meant to go. But when I moved, I was like, this is like the freshest start I've ever had. And like any assumptions or conceptions or anything that other people have held about me in my life from the past, like, is literally wiped clean. Nobody knows me here. And I have such an opportunity to just be myself and, like, you know, find like-minded people. And for me, I think that ended up making me kind of water myself down a little bit sometimes, because of that, like, feeling like, oh, this is my chance to be accepted and to, you know, be liked and understood and all this stuff. So I think that that made me more nervous to be authentic and to be my truest self. Now, that's not to say that I've never been my truest self and I'm hiding and this is my first time. No. But it is to say that I allowed the fear of other people's opinions to kind of dictate what I would and would not share. You know, I've never been the kind of person to just go along to get along. That's just not my personality. But there is, I will cop to a watering down of myself because I don't want to upset anybody. I don't want to say something that's going to upset somebody. It's going to make somebody feel bad or make them question themselves or their beliefs or, you know, worse, make them think badly of me, you know, and that's that ego mind. So the fear of others' opinions was another thing that was fueling my discourager voice about this. Again, fear of rejection goes along with other people's opinions. If I'm gonna, you know, in my mind, I felt like if I'm gonna do this podcast, if I'm really gonna do it, I have to be fully myself. I have to show up fully me, scars and all, imperfections and all, weird thoughts and beliefs and all, and, you know, different perspectives and all. And some of it's going to gel with some people and some of it's not. And that's okay. You know, that is okay. But the fear of being rejected for who you truly are is so scary. I mean, it's like, when you are your truest and most authentic self, that's a very vulnerable place to be. Because if somebody rejects you for a projection of, you know, what you think they want to be, it's like, well, that's not really who I am anyway. But it feels so much more personal when you're rejected for you and for your essence. And how I kind of combated that is, you know, the people that are going to reject you from being yourself are just making space in your world, in your orbit, for the people that are meant to be there and that do align and that do see your value and your greatness, whatever, you know, people that are meant to be in your life and meant to be in orbit and that are aligned with you and that do love you for your unique being and your unique perspective, you know, it's creating room for those people. And so rejection is a good thing. Being rejected, especially when you're in your truth, can hurt the ego and it can hurt your pride, but it's so necessary so that you have space for who's meant to be there and who can benefit and, you know, benefit you and you benefit from them and they benefit from you. And that's so important. Rejection is actually really important, and it's scary until you experience it. And then you're like, oh, I get it. And then you meet the people that aren't rejecting you, that are embracing you and that are accepting you and that are loving you. And you're like, oh, well, I needed space for these people to come in. That makes sense. So that was another thing that was fueling my discourager voice that I was able to flip around. Judgment, again, same, criticism. So when it comes to judgment and criticism, you know, my upbringing as a kid, I was very criticized, you know, by a parent and by kids at school. And there's like a lot of like internal trauma about that, being heavily criticized all the time. It's almost like an easy button to like just like get my nervous system dysregulated. And going back to that perfectionist mindset, my self-talk is already trying to strive for this unattainable perfection. So when, you know, I'm being so hard on myself, which I honestly feel I've come a long way with, trying to be kinder to myself and not be so critical, I feel a huge energetic difference in that. Just learning to, like, when I'm nitpicking myself, like, actually, this is imperfect and that's okay. That's okay. No problem. Oh, you missed a spot when you were doing the floors. That's okay. What's going to happen? Nothing. It's just a little dirty until you clean it next time or fix it now. It's up to you. Like letting myself off the hook in that way has been so freeing. But yeah, fear of judgment, fear of criticism, that all was fueling that discourager voice. Another thing is like knowing that because I don't fit necessarily into any given box, knowing that, I know I'm going to challenge some beliefs of other people, and that can be really triggering for other people. And having just like a little bit of fear around their reactions to me to that, you know, again, that's people thinking well of me, but it's also, you know, I don't enjoy upsetting other people, but I do think that challenging beliefs can be a good thing. You know, it couldn't be a positive thing in their life too. So being scared of a reaction to that when I'm simply just sharing my heart is, you know, it's a little irrational. It's nothing to be scared of. You're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. And, you know, with that, it's like there's no safety in not fitting into a box. You can't be with a group of people and know that, oh, we all agree on everything, so we can just all talk about everything and nobody's going to get upset. You know, there's no, nobody's going to be offended. Nobody's going to be upset because we're all on the same page. It's like there's no safety of that. The chances of me offending someone are probable, I would say. I'm not trying to. I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to challenge anybody's beliefs or, you know, offend anybody by any means. But sometimes, you know, that's good for someone to be offended because it gives them a chance to take a look. Like, why is this offending me? Why is this triggering me? And because I'm very adamant about being intentional with my heart and just everything I want to share is for the highest good of everyone. I think that's okay for some people to feel however they feel. But I think that at the end of the day, we self-sabotage because our ego convinces us that we're safer just staying hidden. But we didn't embark on this life adventure to hide. We came to play and grow and elevate and remember who we truly are and experience all the twists and turns of life. And fear at its deep, like at its simplest level, just tries to rob us of the joy and the abundance and the adventure that we're meant for and that we came here for. Fear does a really decent job of taking us out of the present. That's another thing that takes us out of the present moment. It takes us out of gratitude and it puts us into this stress state, this reactionary fight or flight state that is running. It's either running or fighting from yourself, from other people. It does a good job of fueling the opposite of love. It fuels the discourager and it tries to dismantle all the beauty that we're meant for. So if you saw yourself in my story, if an idea popped into your mind, whatever the first thing you thought of as you listened today, my encouragement to you is this: jump, go, do, be authentic, be seen, be heard. Tell the fear, I see you, but I'm safe and I need you to step aside or mow through it. Absolutely mow through it. My approach is always to deconstruct it and logicalize out of it and feel out of it, feel into it. Hey, what is this fear trying to show me? What is this fear trying to alert me to, right? So that I can try to at least have an awareness of it and not let it stop me and just let it maybe slow me and work through that so that it doesn't stop me in the future. But tell the ego, tell your discourager voice, you know, thanks, but no thanks. Maybe ask yourself, what fears do I hold that's fueling my discourager voice? How can I transmute those beliefs into something that's going to serve me? And reach out to me on socials and let's support each other to rise above that fear and to follow our divine guidance. Because that's what this is all about. It's all about us being there for each other and supporting each other through all the craziness, all the ups and downs, of this wild, crazy ride. So let's together come together and help dismantle that discourager voice that's keeping you from what you're divinely meant for. I am sending you so much golden light and love for joining us here today. Please subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you feel called, I'd so appreciate you rating and reviewing this podcast wherever you're listening to help spread the word and share the love so we can broaden our grounding elevation community. Till next time, I love you. Ciao.